welcome to this episode of the Yellow and Blues podcast. We return after a brief hiatus at the end of the last WTC cycle, which ended with defeat for India in the final at the Oval. A lot has been said and written about it, and so we're not going to cover old ground. The one memorable moment for me personally from that final I did want to shout out was actually off the field, meeting a friend and fellow podcaster, Ajit from the Armchair Cricket Podcast. It was great meeting up with him at the Oval. And a big shout out to Ajit and his podcast. Definitely give it a listen. On this episode of the podcast, we'll look ahead to India's road to the World Test Championship final. And we'll also look at the World Cup schedule that has been announced and the chances of India. The next two-year cycle of the WTC started with the Ashes. And what an exciting three test matches it's been, with England and Australia going toe-to-toe, although playing completely different styles of cricket. You know, it has been riveting, definitely been a riveting watch, to say the latest. India's start to the World Test Championship against West Indies away, followed by South Africa away for three tests, and then we have England at home playing five tests, then Bangladesh and New Zealand at home before we finish with five away tests in Australia at the beginning of 2025. The road to the World Test Championship for India is definitely difficult in my view, considering that the team is in transition. It is not clear whether those who have started the series away in the West Indies will be there at the end of the World Test Championship final arrives in 2025. Think of, you know, the likes of Shami from a bowling perspective. He might potentially be there, but from a batting perspective, just looking at the current squad, the likes of Virat Kohli, Ajinkya Rahane, Rohit Sharma, whether they will still be there, they'll all be like, you know, over 37 or at least by the time of the World Test Championship final. Ravichandran Ashwin is almost 37 now, and Ravindra Jadeja is coming up to 35. So both on the batting and the bowling side, I think there is going to be a significant transition. Fingers crossed, Rishabh Pant will probably be back. So it looks like, you know, it'll be a completely new look team India. Possibly, like, you know, a new captain, test captain. It's interesting that they've made Ajinkya Rahane as the vice captain now. You know, he just before the World Test Championship final, he was not even in the team. And now he's come back into the team, played well at the World Test Championship, and he's been made a vice captain. Cheteshwar Pujara, obviously, that seems to be the end of the road for him. So, looking forward to, like, you know, how the whole cycle will pan up. Before we look at the West Indies series and the schedule, in terms of, you know, as I said, like, you know, the number of series that India have to play going ahead won't be easy. South Africa and Australia specifically being the away series. Obviously, the West Indies is the first away series. India played three away and three at home. So, as I said, like, you know, they're away to West Indies, South Africa and Australia, and at home they have Bangladesh, New Zealand and England. So it's a collection of 10 tests either way. So India play basically 20 test matches before the World Test Championship, you know, to reach the World Test Championship final, 10 away and 10 at home. You hope that the 10 tests that they'll play at home, they'll hopefully win a majority of those. And if they can win a few on the road, the might still set them on the path to the World Test Championship final. But before we kind of, you know, look that far ahead, let's start with the first one in West Indies. I don't think it'll be easy, even though West Indies haven't qualified for the World Cup ODI in 2023. Their test team is much more stronger, especially at home. since India last came to West Indies back in 2019, West Indies have played like, you know, five series and lost only one of them. They've beaten the likes of Pakistan, Bangladesh, and also in England. So they definitely won't be pushovers. Also, you know, on kind of on talking about the road to the World Test Championship final, England at home will not be easy, you know, with their current pass ball cricket that they're playing. We already saw how they played in Pakistan, so I'm sure they'll continue the approach. However, it will also depend on, you know, if they do go on to lose the Ashes, would they still like continue to say we're just out there to entertain and not worried about the results, or would they temper it a bit? Will be interesting to see when they tour India at the beginning of 2024. So let's start with the current schedule. You know, India start the first of the two tests on the 12th of the July 12th, and then they're followed by three ODIs and five T20s. The T20s are split between the Caribbean Islands and the US. I think the last two T20s are in Fort Lauderdale in the US. In July, the Major League Cricket is also starting in the US, and India playing West Indies in the US. The market for cricket in US is being explored, and hopefully, like, you know, it will open. As I said earlier, most of India's batting, you know, and the couple of bowlers are all on the wrong sides of the age of 34, 35 plus. There have been a few youngsters that have been selected. So looking ahead to, like, you know, the likes of Mukesh Kumar, for example, from a bowling perspective, but he's also closer to 30. There's a possible that, you know, there's a potential debut for him. However, India's bowling looks weak. Mohammad Siraj is the leader of this pack, and it's time for the likes of Shardul Thakur, if they get picked up, and, you know, even Jaideep Unadkat, for example, to come to the party. And which is what kind of, you know, makes me think about, like, you know, when I said at the beginning, I don't think it'll be easy for India. And to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if West Indies give India a run for their money, or even cause an upset. For the first test, you know, my starting 11 for the first test would be like Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill to open the batting, or Rohit Sharma and SSB Jaiswal, you know, right and left hand combination, Shubman Gill at number 3. Whichever way, I think that's how it'll probably go. Virat Kohli will slot in at 4, obviously, and then Ajinkya Rahane at number 5. Potentially at number 6, there is a decision to be made around the keeper, Bharat versus Ishan Kishan. Bharat didn't quite perform to the expected levels, you know, whether in the opportunities given to him, including the World Test Championship final. Ishan Kishan will almost appear as a like-for-like replacement for Rishabh Pant, or at least hold the place until Rishabh Pant's arrival. However, if India also go on to pick Ravindra Jadeja, it'll be interesting. Like, you know, India will have three left-handers in the top 7. My theory is that they should be picking Ashwin and Jadeja. If they're not going to pick Ashwin in the next two test matches, I just think it'd be a waste of time to having him flown out to the West Indies. They might have as well left him back in India, similar to, like, you know, Cheteshwar Pujara. On the pace bowling side, I think we've already said, you know, Mohammad Siraj will be the leader of the pack. Who are the other two? Shardul Thakur, you know, because he offers both batting and bowling as an all-rounder, will probably be the other one. And the third one, whether they give a debut for Mukesh or whether they go with Saini or Jaideep Unadkat will be interesting to see. I think overall, it probably looks like a pretty balanced 11 with the batting and, you know, a couple of spinners. For West Indies, yeah, it's not going to be easy as well. Cameron, Kemar Roach, Jason Holder, Alzari Joseph, probably from a bowling perspective and from a batting perspective, we're looking at Jermaine Blackwood and Craig Brathwaite. Also from the wicketkeeper Joshua De Silva is definitely another good batsman. It'd be interesting to see how Tegner and Chanderpaul goes. He's another one I'm looking forward to it. Shannon Gabriel, he can definitely bowl a heavy ball, so he will probably make up in terms of from a bowling perspective. Fingers crossed that India have a good start in this World Cup Test Championship series and win the first Test match and then hopefully go on to win the series. The other big news, as I said, while we were away was the announcement of the World Cup fixtures. It starts on the 5th of October with England and New Zealand opening the first fixture and the final on the 19th of November in Ahmedabad. Now we know all the 10 teams that are playing, including the last two qualifiers, Sri Lanka and Netherlands. It's a great shame, real great shame that West Indies haven't made it into a World Cup for the men's ODI for the first time since inception of the World Cup in 1975. This goes back to the old format of where each team plays the other, and so it'll be an interesting World Cup the way it's set up, and then obviously the top four teams finish and go into the semi-finals. India start their first game against Australia in Chennai on the 8th of October and then finish off against Netherlands in Bengaluru on the 11th of November. Couple of India, I think, play on eight of the nine locations, except for potentially Hyderabad. I think India play at Delhi, Chennai, Calcutta. We already mentioned Bengaluru, Lucknow, Pune, and obviously the big one at Ahmedabad against Pakistan on the 15th of October. Pakistan, on the other hand, they are, I think, only playing in five locations: Kolkata, Bangalore, Chennai, Hyderabad, and obviously Ahmedabad as well. For me personally, India don't start as favourites in this World Cup. Even though it's being played at home, I still think it'll be probably England on the top, followed by Australia. Sorry, so England and Australia are the top two favourites for me. I know New Zealand finished in the final last time around, but however, with Kane Williamson either likely not to start or join during the middle, I think it'll probably be a difficult one for them. England and Australia are definitely my top two favourites, followed by India as number three. The fourth team that finishes into the semi-final, obviously you can't write off Pakistan. They are always a mercurial team. You never know, as it's kind of almost that sort of cliched saying of which Pakistan team turns up. So, but definitely Pakistan playing in the subcontinent or will be a force to reckon with. But my dark horse are Afghanistan, especially looking at the way they're playing at Bangladesh. I'm kind of thinking that Afghanistan will cause more than one or two upsets and surprises. Sri Lanka or the other subcontinental team, but given the fact that they had to go through a qualifier and qualify, I don't hold much hope for them to finish, even though it's in subcontinent, finish in the semi-final starts. Netherlands, as usually, in these kind of tournaments, they will cause an upset. The last time they played in India, they beat England in Bengaluru. South Africa, they are always, a good tournament team, but it's whether they can go on and win the tournament. That's a completely different story. So yeah, as we get closer to the World Cup, we'll definitely look at more detail. That there's still India have to play a number of ODI series before the World Cup and shape their team Again, that we touched about the test series. I think the end of the World Cup will also be the retirement for a number of not just Indian, but sort of number of players. A whole transition cycle will come to an end. On that note, let's wrap this podcast up. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe. We are now also on YouTube, so please like and subscribe to our channel. And we're also on all of the podcast apps: Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google, etc. On and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. On Twitter, we are on Yellow and Blues. So until, do follow us and keep in touch. Until next time, this is your host Srini signing out. Whatever you're doing, have a good time. Have a good one. Bye.